Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
L.A. is Dodger blue.
It was love. It was grit. I mean, it was just a beautiful thing, and I'm just proud of us, and I'm just happy for us.
But it also has a black eye.
I'm in Echo Park near the spot where they torched a bus.
I mean, it's L.A. It's always going to be expected every time the Dodgers win.
We good with that? It's Halloween, October 31st. It's the L.A. Local, sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up, there's run on Dodgers merch.
What did you say? Beanies are running low?
Beanies are gone.
And 2X and above is gone.
And LeBron makes an endorsement for president. It's all ahead, but first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. That's what it sounded like as the Dodgers got back to town just hours after wrapping up the World Championship in New York.
Everyone thought those bright, colorful buses coming from LAX would roll through the main entrance of the ballpark off Sunset Boulevard, and they couldn't wait.
You know, it would be sort of a bonus. I came here because all the other team stores are sold out of the stuff that I want. So I figured I might as well come to the mothership and pay tribute to the boys.
But it turns out the buses drove in through another entrance, so people were a little disappointed at first until the players one by one started rolling out in their own vehicles, like MVP Freddie Freeman.
MVP! MVP!
They got to see Gavin Lux, catcher Will Smith, Shohei Ohtani, and a bunch of other players, and they got some high fives, too. It was just the icing on the cake after a very sweet World Series championship.
Yeah, a lot of happiness and exuberance, but we also have to talk about the other side of the story. Got way out of hand in some pockets last night. There was looting. A Metro bus in Echo Park was torched. That was Echo Park Avenue, Sunset Boulevard. It was destroyed. Only the frame was remaining. They hauled it out of there this morning. Metro spokesperson says they're thankful the bus operator and the five people who were on board got off the bus before the fire really started going. LAPD said a number of businesses near LA Live, including a Nike store, were looted. Cops arrested some of the looters, but not many. Windows of the building in downtown L.A. where the Fogo de Chão Brazilian Steakhouse is, they were tagged with graffiti. Here's John again.
You mentioned stores were vandalized and looted, including a Foot Locker. I was just over there. It's all boarded up, but it was boarded up, and that attracted a crowd. They pried that thing open and kind of cleaned it out. There were street takeovers, drivers performing stunts and doing donuts. I see graffiti everywhere on windows and on those metal roll-up doors, you know, the businesses have. Covering the businesses downtown. I talked to one woman this morning who was just kind of shaking her head at all the damage.
Real bad. It's real bad. They could have did it in a better way. It's real bad because they've been doing this for 2 days in a row, burning up the bus and looting. They didn't have to do all this.
Yeah, here's some more reaction.
Oh, I just think it's idiotic, honestly, and just a waste.
I mean, it's LA. It's always going to be expected every time the Dodgers win.
always going to be expected every time the Dodgers win. Are we okay with that? Here's Mayor Bass.
We expect people to behave properly. When I say patronize the businesses, I'm talking about going in and paying for whatever it is, if you're buying something or if you're having a meal. And I'm also clear that if anybody does otherwise, they will be held accountable.
12 people arrested. Of course, more than 12 took part, a lot more than 12 took part in that activity last night. Of course, the worry is turning, though, to what could happen after the parade on Friday. Here's the sheriff, Robert Luna, with a warning, talking specifically here about fireworks and street takeovers and people driving like crazy people.
I don't want to have to make a notification to somebody's parents that one of their loved ones passed away from doing that irresponsible behavior.
So again, the warning's going out, and, you know, it's something that we probably need to talk about as a society if we have this recognition and understanding that it happens every single time that one of our teams wins. But that should not take away from the feeling that a lot of people have in town, which is that they want to celebrate the Dodgers and they want to do it the right way and they want to dress like it.
There is plenty of merch around, but I've been talking to some people in line right now. I'm actually in line about to buy a t-shirt and sizes happen to be running low. What did you say? Beanies are running low?
Beanies are gone. And 2X and above is gone.
Yeah, okay. So this is Michael Watson and we're here at the we're now in the middle. We started at the very back of the line, and it's taken about 10 minutes.
I'm buying World Series gear for the Los Angeles Dodgers, world champions.
And you have a sweater, and you have two t-shirts.
I got two t-shirts and a hoodie. I'm wearing the 2020 one. Yes, I have a 2020 World Series champion shirt.
How special is that for you as a fan to have
very,
all this?
Very, very special. I'm a Dodger fan from the 60s.
I saw your reaction as you walked all the way to the back of the store where the line has wrapped around.
Yes, it's quite amazing here. I should have brought lunch.
But there is still plenty, and anything, things range from like $6 for a koozie for a can to how much is that sweater you're getting there? Somewhere around $80 for a hoodie. Yeah, $40 for t-shirts.
That's Natalie Tavidian with some people at Dick's Sporting Goods in El Segundo. Some other news now. There is a search in the Inland Empire. Detectives are looking for more possible victims of a guy who they say drugged and raped a woman he met on Tinder.
San Bernardino County Sheriff's detectives arrested 37-year-old David Garcia of Bloomington.
Tuesday, October 29th, around 3 a.m., we got a call for service from a victim reporting that she had been raped. We had some emergency medical personnel respond to her location, which was a few blocks away from the incident location. She got some treatment. They ended up transporting her to a local area hospital for additional treatment.
Corporal Adam Cervantes says detectives served a search warrant on Garcia's home on Locust Avenue.
So one of the charges is rape of a victim through an intoxicated substance. Right now, as far as what specifically was used, that's still under investigation.
Cervantes says they found something at Garcia's home. They won't say what, but it leads them to believe there are more victims out there. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
That's Emily Valdez. We have a picture of the guy on our website at knxnews.com. There are more cases of the dengue virus in L.A. County, this time in Baldwin Park and the other in the Hollywood Hills. There's actually a cluster of infections in Baldwin Park. New one brings the total to 7. Total of 11 cases of what the health department calls locally acquired dengue, meaning the people didn't travel. The virus is spread to people by those little ankle biter mosquitoes. You get fever, headaches, body aches, nausea with this. And an endorsement from LeBron James. Next. 5 days before the election, LeBron has endorsed Kamala Harris. Posting on social media, the choice was clear to him. He accompanied it with a video put to music that included sound bites from Donald Trump like these, starting with that comedian who talked at the rally at Madison Square Garden.
Heck yeah, it's a cool black guy.
That's one of my buddies. We had fun. We carved watermelons together. It was awesome.
No, I'm not a racist.
We love Hitler. We love Trump.
They're taking black jobs now.
The whole country is going to be like, it'll be like Detroit.
A lot of it's about the genes, isn't it? Don't you believe?
They're poisoning the blood of our country.
Video ends with the words, hate takes us back. shared the video on Instagram and X. Combined, they have 200 million followers. LeBron endorsed Hillary Clinton in 2016 and Joe Biden 4 years ago. That's the LA Local for this last day of October, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. CD inventory, all 14 dealerships, LACarGuy.com, 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Odyssey app, search for and follow KNX News. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.